Jon Stewart changed television when he hosted The Daily Show. Now he's trying to make a comeback on streaming with a new show on Apple TV+. The advocacy-based news magazine and comedy is called The Problem.
My name's Jon Stewart. I've been away from television for some time. This is what I look like now.
We're talking about this country.
What's okay, what isn't? What are the priorities? That has to change or nothing will change.
You're saying burning everything with jet fuel might not be the answer.
We talk about the new series with Washington Post TV critic Ingu Kang. She says sometimes when you're a pioneer and you break new ground and you've been around a long time, it's hard to seem fresh because other performers have taken what you've innovated and made it even better.
I think the dilemma that Jon Stewart was faced with, he's sort of been the victim of his own success, right? Trevor Noah is maybe not as good a host, but also he comes with a life story and a comedic perspective that's just like very different from Jon Stewart's and perhaps more relevant to a youth audience today. I think what Jon Stewart has had to do with his new show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, is to try to figure out what he's able to do, since he's probably not going to be covering new ground. And what he landed on, I think, unfortunately, is to try to go long, to sort of try to do what John Oliver is doing, but on an even bigger, a lengthier scale. So now he has a 45-minute show that's coming out twice a month. What he says he wants to do is to dive into one topic at length for that entire 45 minutes or 60 minutes, and then allow the people who have been most impacted by the issue to tell their own stories. But it sort of reminds me a little bit of Oprah, and he tries to inject jokes, but it's really hard to balance that comedically when you want to leaven the segment and at the same time give serious due to people who are often facing really difficult situations.
It seems, Ingu, that with some of these subjects, something that Stewart is very passionate about, the fate of veterans who come back very ill from war, maybe he's better off interviewing them and leaving the funny stuff aside.
Yeah, I wish he would have just let them talk for a longer time instead of reducing them to these sort of snippets. And of course, it's important to put a face on a tragedy. But to me, it sort of felt like that was sort of like all he was doing. I really wanted deeper stories. I wanted more texture from their lives. And when he's sort of forced to like wrap things up into this like tidier bow, I think it's just not as satisfying either as serious muckraking or as a comedy show. And, you know, it's not very funny. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how long Apple lets him try to figure out what he's aiming for. Apple has gajillions of dollars. If they wanted, they could just let Stewart do this for the next 17 years. They got the resources. The question is like, do they think that he's going to be enough of a brand to lure him and keep paying him for what he's delivering?
Washington Post TV critic Ingu Kang on Skype. The Problem with Jon Stewart has a couple of episodes a month on Apple TV+.